ABC Radio Australia.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has declared that the government will distribute a coronavirus vaccine to the Pacific if it successfully develops a supply of working drugs. Australia has struck an agreement with UK-based drug company AstraZeneca to locally produce a vaccine which is currently being trialled at Oxford University. If the trial is successful and the government is able to ramp up local production of the drug, then Australians will get the vaccine for free. But Scott Morrison is promising that Pacific Island nations would be the next cab off the rank. Our Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts joins us now. Stephen, what has the Australian Prime Minister promised?
Well, Scott Morrison has promised that if this trial is successful and if Australia is able to successfully ramp up production and develop a supply of working drugs, then it will very quickly move to distribute this vaccine to the Pacific. Now, of course, Australians will presumably be the first off the rank, in particular Australians in a vulnerable situation, people working on the front line and potentially older Australians as well. But the Prime Minister says that Australia is also keenly conscious that it's got a responsibility to its region and that he's been in discussions with a number of leaders in the Pacific, including Frank Bainimarama, the leader of Fiji, and others, about how it would then be distributed around the region. Now, this is really, I guess, the first step in what could be called coronavirus diplomacy or vaccine diplomacy. Australia, as the largest aid giver to the Pacific region, clearly wants to put itself in the box seat. It wants to take on the responsibility to distribute the vaccine and to accrue all of the benefits and goodwill that that would bring. And this comes in the context of a broader global race for a vaccine with a number of countries, including China, Russia, the United States and others, all pouring money, time and effort into the race for a working and effective vaccine. The Prime Minister struck some pretty familiar notes when he was asked about this, saying that he regarded the Pacific as family and that not just the Pacific, but also all nations around the world did believe that it was Australia's responsibility, if it does get a vaccine, to step up. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I have had discussions with both President Widodo and a number of Prime Ministers in the region about this. And look, to be honest, in the Pacific, that's expected. It's a Vivali partnership with our family in the Pacific. And the rest of the world really does look on Australia as providing that support to those developing countries in our own region. And that is specifically in relation to the Pacific countries.
That was Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison there. So, Stephen, presumably it's not going to be cheap. So how would Australia fund this commitment? Would it be out of the aid budget?
Yes, the Prime Minister has made it clear that if Australia does succeed in this front and does develop a supply of the drug, then it would work with other countries to distribute it, but that Australia's commitment, whatever shape that does take, would be funded through the development program. And that really begs the question, well, where will that money come from? Will the government simply take the money out of the existing aid budget, some $4 billion a year, or will it make an additional commitment? Will it find more money somewhere to fund this? Already we've seen aid groups come up and say that they don't believe it should be gouged out of the existing aid budget. They don't believe other programs should be cut to make way for this. They say if Australia is serious about making this commitment, then it should stump up additional cash beyond the existing aid budget. Whether the government will do that, though, is another matter. We're already in a pretty parlous financial situation, and at the moment, in any case, no one here in Canberra is talking about significant increases to the aid budget. It's also worth reflecting on just how fundamentally that the aid budget is being reshaped already by COVID. Some $300 million out of this year's budget has already been repurposed towards the coronavirus recovery and response effort, and the government is making it very clear that it expects that there'll be more announcements in this space. I think we can expect to see even more money taken out of so-called traditional aid projects and repurposed towards not only efforts to keep the coronavirus pandemic out of Pacific Island countries, but also to help them deal with the devastating economic fallout of the pandemic.